In a radio address today, President Bush defended his administration's progress in restoring order to Iraq. Baghdad residents are reporting fewer robberies and fewer shootings than in the past. But another kind of crime is on the rise now, kidnappings for ransom. NPR's Jackie Lydon visited one Baghdad street where multiple families are missing sons and daughters.
Outside the Dijla School for Girls, cars line up each day a half hour before class is over. A half dozen Iraqi police stand at the only entrance to the school and at both ends of the street. Parents sit inside their cars, anxiously waiting for their daughters, ages 16 to 19 years old.
She is my sister here, and we are waiting for her every day. We bring her here at 8 o'clock in the morning, and we come and take it at 1 o'clock.
Ahmed is waiting for his younger sister to leave school because he's heard the rumors going around Baghdad, including rumors of rape.
Yes, we are afraid from kidnapping. We hear that some people are kidnapping some girls to sell them or anything else, so we are afraid. And we hear some people that, I mean, only they sell them on the border or they rape them.
And so the girls pour out of the school, wearing long blue pinafores, their hair flying. I didn't know anything about kidnapping, one girl says, but I know it's very boring sitting at home night after night. We used to go out to clubs or visit friends. No one knows how many cases of kidnappings are taking place in Baghdad, but in a city without statistics, what people do here frightens them. In one upscale neighborhood, Kerada, on a single street, five families are currently negotiating with kidnappers, whose demands range from $10,000 to $500,000. Khalid, a trim, handsome 62-year-old ex-pilot, has been negotiating with kidnappers for 6 days. His 15-year-old nephew, Mustafa, was taken on the first day of school. Today, the family got a phone call from Mustafa, whose captors demanded $400,000 in ransom.
I think they are cheating now, because I think maybe they will accept maybe $10,000. I think that.
Samara, Mustafa's 19-year-old sister, wants to talk about her brother, who assured them he's doing well.
I'm so sad. He's only boy we have, and he's very cute, and we are too close, and he kissed me before I sleep every day. I don't know what. If they killed him, what do we do?
At least they've heard from the boy. More desperate are the families who've heard nothing.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim.
Abdul Wahab lives in a large, well-appointed home with slogans praising God hanging on the walls. Tapes of the Quran get him through the long hours now. He's been waiting day and night by the telephone for over 2 weeks. His mildly retarded daughter, Sarah, vanished from the house one morning while the family was sleeping. Abdul Wahad has heard almost nothing about her, just one call from outside Iraq asking if this was indeed the home where his daughter Sarah lives, and then no more.
This is the 17th day that she disappeared. People who cares for money, they will contact, and they will bargain me for, but nobody called for that. Nobody. I don't expect it for money-wise.
So what is your worst fear, then, if it's not for money?
I have no idea. I have no idea.
The most striking thing about these two cases is that each child has been taken before. Mustafa and Sarah were both kidnapped in August. Mustafa slipped through the hands of his kidnappers. Sarah was discovered by American soldiers at a checkpoint and returned home. The police and government in Iraq are still so rudimentary that parents are forced to deal with kidnappers on their own, and they're frustrated. Abdul Wahad did make flyers with his daughter's picture, but it's produced no leads.
No one can help us in this case. No one. Only God. He is the only one.
Only God can help, but Abdul Wahad bitterly blames the Americans for what's befallen his family.
If this is kidnapping-wise, it means there is no security. And this is the worst thing that people can lose. It's not civilized life. Just like a forest. The strong eats the weak.
He's prepared to accept the fact that he may never see Sarah again. And on Saturday, yet another child was taken from the street, a child of five. Jackie Lydon, NPR News, Baghdad.